Okay, in this lesson, we are going to talk about future pacing, another persuasion technique that you can use to make your writing more compelling. Future pacing is where you put your reader into the future where they become their ideal self. We always talk about the idea that regardless of what kind of writing that you're doing, people are looking for some sort of evolution, some sort of transformation, and the way that you can help them do that is by seeing themselves becoming better at what they're doing in the future. So it's the classic phrase, people don't buy drills, people buy holes. People don't buy weight loss products, they buy looking good naked, they buy the ability to play with their kids or go up the stairs without getting tired. You have to always think of the outcomes that you are trying to help people get through your writing, and then you use future pacing to help get them there. So, what are some of the ways to use future pacing? Use descriptive words that put your reader into the future. Now, what are some of those words? You can use the word imagine. Now, the typical kind of internet business guru kind of hack version of doing this was where they say, imagine yourself sitting on a beach with the pina coladas as your sales roll into your back end of your business, right? Now, that's the extreme version, but you can do a much more toned down version of that that works. For example, I could simply say something like, imagine what your life would look like. Imagine what your writing career would look like if you consistently posted 3 posts a week for 6 months. Imagine what your dashboard would look like. Imagine what your income would look like. Imagine how you would feel to have an audience that you were actually making an impact on. Similar to the phrase imagine, you can use a phrase like picture yourself. So you're always thinking about putting the reader into the future, right? Human beings, what do? We primarily worry about the past and have anxiety about the past. Or we project ourselves into the future, and we almost are never really in the present moment. So stick with that theme and put them into a better future. Or even if you're not necessarily alluding directly to them having a better future, you just want to make sure that your writing in general is kind of helping paint that better future, right? Take something, let's say you don't write something like self-help where it's not so evident. Let's say you're writing a story about relationships. You could write a story about relationships that doesn't use future pacing directly, but someone who reads your story could get a takeaway that could help them become a better person, have better relationships in the future, right? So it's always about growth. It's always about pacing out into the future what could be possible. So I'm going to show you some examples where I use future pacing to get people to imagine themselves to be bigger, greater, bolder, and better than they were before by reading my content. So I'll have that down in the downloads, but think about how you can help paint a better picture for your reader when you sit down to write.